Hello, welcome to our pre-show here. This is the 17th, scratchy pot. The 17th of February, it is President's Day, and it was 7 days ago last year. So in other words, I kind of missed I kind of wanted to mark the anniversary of my surgery. When was my fucking surgery? Was it February 10th? Now I don't know. I remember falling. I fell on January the 10th, 2024, on my way into Titmouse. You guys know the story, in Burbank, and which is a recording studio. And but the surgery was when? Let me think here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go. You know, a good thing to do is just go into your email and write down the pivotal word. I'm going to write down surgery. Mark Littman. Who are the people that are Marjorie Jones pre-op instructions for orthopedic surgery suite? Here we go. Marjorie Jones is the RN, and she was giving me prep instructions for my surgery. This arrived on the 5th of February. But does it give a date? Don't drink alcohol. Whatever. I don't know, man. Maybe there's some post-op instructions that they have here. Let's see. Simic? That was my doctor. Great doctor. Great surgeon. Important tasks need to be completed. There are two important tasks. New activity. Okay. Log in. Holy Jesus. I don't know. This might not be worth it, but let's see. So this is one of those medical things. Phil checked in at 5:22 a.m. on February 29th. Oh, how well you're recovering. Okay, so going back in time, ibuprofen over the counter. Mark, oh, that was Dr. Castillo. That was my dentist. Ms. Panilio was my surgical coordinator. She was recommending that I take Tylenol. I'll work on getting you a refill. Is that Dr. Castillo? Was he helping? I don't know. Are the exercises hourly or 5 times? So I was asking about exercises. They already had me doing exercises. I need a refill on my oxycodone. I'll bet you do, boy. Let me see. Phil checked in. February 14th, video provides instruction how to perform the pendulum dangle exercise, if you pardon the expression. My arm appears discolored from shoulder to just below the tattoo. It's greenish yellow. That's because of the subcutaneous. It looks normal bruising is what the doctor told me. Okay, so this guy Castillo was different from my dentist. This was one of the surgical interns helping. So, and I say sling goes over the clothes. Sling goes over clothes, okay to walk. Leg compressors, not needed anymore. Yeah, they gave you leg compressors so you wouldn't get a blood clot in your legs. But I was good with that. We'll let Dr. Simic know. A question regarding the sling, is it okay to wear it over the clothes? A little bit of redness around the incision. This is February 12th. Questions regarding the sling. Bulky dressing and wrap. So I guess it was February 10th. One of the instructions says to leave the surgical dressing on for 48 hours. February 10th, additionally, the first exercise I was shown, I think it was February the 10th, February 8th. You'll be getting a call by 2 p.m. from the surgery center to let you know your arrival time. Okay, so it was the 10th. It was the 10th of February, like a month after I had the injury. Southern California Orthopedic Institute, these guys were the best. They really were. They had their shit totally together. And on top of everything else, they were pretty funny. These check-in guys, these were all the nurses that prepped you. They were all a bunch of jokers. It was okay. You know, it was a good experience too. If you got to go get surgery, man, you might as well be with people that are trying to make you laugh. So that was a year ago on February 10th, and I was going to go into it in some detail. I probably went into it at the time. You know, maybe you guys don't need to hear, but with 1 year perspective, I didn't think I'd ever be able to lift my arm. I thought I would, but it was so painful I couldn't lift my arm above my shoulder. And I forgot what it felt like to be able to lift my arm above my shoulder. When I went in for surgery, at that time, what did they have me doing? Did they have me in a sling or anything like that? Maybe. I don't remember. I don't remember if I was in a sling before. But I went in at 7:30 in the morning. Susie gave me a ride over. Went into surgery. We were out of there by 10:30 and driving home. And they gave me OxyContin, which, you know, I can tell you, I can see why people get hooked on heroin. I mean, it's you can all, you can almost use this shit as a party favor, you know. But I was a good boy. I took it as much as I needed. And I think I still have like half a bottle upstairs of this shit. I think I actually took one for a headache once. And no, it does not help with a headache. But anyway, they gave me that, and the Tylenol and shit like that, and here I was. Okay, let's get our shit together. Today's show is from the 24th of last year. It's from the 20th of last year. It is Ted Bell reluctantly hosts another show from the restaurant about Phil's arm. So that's what we'll be talking about.